fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in the More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
Yeah, fuck that bitch.
Unsafe in public places. For Newsy, I'm Jasmine.
95% of them felt unsafe in public. What the fuck is going on with India?
India, it's horrible.
They love rape.
It's just, to them, it's normal.
Have you seen the Ganges? It's really dirty.
The what now?
The river.
It's not a nice thing to say about your grandmother.
No, not Ganges.
Waggity smaggity doo.
Oh, John.
Oh.
Domino in the chat room says, rape is like chicken pox over there. If you've never gotten raped before, your chance of getting raped increase exponentially.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Hello, and thank you for choosing Hippo Juice.
What about the Hippo Juice show?
What about the Hippo Juice
people? Let me get back to you a couple of minutes. Hey, listen to the Hippo Juice.
What are you, the douchebag of voice?
I want to see the Hippo Juice email.
I love listening to Hippo Juice.
Hey, this is Patrice O'Neill, and you motherfuckers are listening to Hippo Juice.
Water, no water, can't stop.
I'm a producer, motherfucker. I got
like,
shit.
There's always so much in my mind, so whenever I'm having sex with somebody, it usually takes me a while to come.
Oh, my God. There's a video. Back away.
Picturing you paralyzed. That's why I'm laughing so hard.
Hippo Juice, nigga.
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in, as always, is 954-573-2780. Hashtag Hippo Juice on Twitter. And you can even do hashtag Hippo Juice on Facebook because they're hashtagging it now. Don't use MySpace because we don't like those kind of people around us. We're in Florida. We will enforce the stand your ground laws. August 7th, 2013, 7.07 p.m. is the current time.
Oh,
I'm sorry?
7.07 is the time. Sorry. Don't mind me.
Yeah, no, I never do. Welcome to the show, guys. A lot of stuff planned for tonight. We're joined by the usual cast, and Ryan is running late, but he will be here tonight.
He promised.
Yay!
He promised.
Fashionably late.
As usual.
He's
got no fashion sense, though. What does that mean?
I don't. Hey, come on now. Come on. We're better than that here.
Hey, look, if I can make it through rush hour and a bank robbery chase on 95 and make it here on time, he's got no excuse.
What did I tell you about robbing banks,
Were
John?
You filming Bad Boys 3? What happened?
Hold on.
No, somebody robbed a Starbucks, and there was a high-speed pursuit on 95.
Well, Starbucks isn't a bank.
I know, but apparently this
Starbucks
guy...
have banks now.
Hey, Dutch, at this point, they got more money, right? Because Obama?
No, but what's really funny is that...
You don't like that? You don't... Come on.
Great, good Obama, come on!
Dutch, you don't like Tea Party Royce?
Not really.
Oh, that's my new character, Tea Party Royce. That's sorry.
A funny thing, the perps did not have any weapons. They just walked into the Starbucks, placed a plastic bag on the counter, and said, fill the bag up with all your money.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that say about Starbucks?
They're like France. They just roll over.
give me all of your money and every John Mayer CD in here right now. I will not leave.
Oh, and one of those rice squares. We can't call them Rice Krispie Treats because we'll get sued.
It's
called Marshmallow Dream Bar. Damn it.
And also, which is the one that has your Bodies of Wonderland? Because that's what I want to hear. And I never remember if it was on his first album or his second one.
Believe it was his second.
Dutch, it was just a joke. You don't really have to answer it.
Oh, sorry. That's my new character, Literal Joel.
Well, good. I don't like it.
Literal Joel.
I don't like him at all. He's a bitch.
Why do you roll so little?
Yeah. You fucking queer.
Do you hate him as much as Habanero Hank?
No, I'm sorry. Habanero Hank is my most hated person on the station.
Oh, come on. Have a little guff.
See, I fucking hate him. You're a fucking asshole.
I see nothing wrong with him as long as he has Jalapeno Joe by his side.
Hey, what do you know, Jalapeno Joe?
What are they? Are they part of the
breakfast? I'm doing this for the fourth week in a row.
Hey, they're part of the breakfast burrito, Dutch, on Z100.
I get it.
Have a little spice in your morning.
it's a great promo. Have a little spice in your morning. Dutch, by the way, this reminded me. I love that all Dutch does now. He's a crankety old radio guy. He yells at other retweets other stations like, really, War of the Roses? People don't realize that's fake by now.
Dude, and the thing is, it's a show called John Jay and Rich.
They're
and
awesome,
they're out
by
of
the way.
Phoenix, and they when they first got syndicated, Colorado Springs was the first market that they got, and they would do War of the Roses like once every other month just to boost ratings for themselves. Now they do it like every other day, and it's just and the show used to be funny because they used to yell at each other. Now it's all just hack bullshit.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I follow those assholes on Twitter.
Well, here's what I'm doing.
I just got mad.
I'm going to do War of the Roses, Dutch, but here's what I'm going to do. Are you ready?
You're actually going to put roses inside of like a cannon.
Here's what I'm going to do. Now, no, guys.
And you're old and you combine two bits where it's like, you know, they have that wake up call. You go in, you point the cannon in the head and wake them up that way.
Oh, my God. How bad is regular radio? No.
That would be great.
here's what I'm gonna do.
Hey, it's Z1 Morning.
All right. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put anthrax on roses and send them to people and see what happens. What do you think?
Or how about you get silly string and you use a lighter and while the silly string is shooting out, you ignite the silly string so it's like
does
napalm.
That stuff ignite?
Yes, it's flammable.
Yeah,
or at least the old stuff.
It depends. Yeah, no, I know what he's saying. If you buy the real stuff, it's not. But if you buy like that knockoff one at a bodega, it's usually just made out of hairspray and fucking shaving cream. So it's just a flame ball.
Because to shoot out the actual solution, they use chloroformal carbons, the flammable shit that is bad for the environment.
And by the way, a quick update, because you know, yesterday on Dutch and Royce, you can listen to it. It's up right now, morelikeradio.com/downloads. We talked about how I was in the hospital.
Holy
shit,
I'm looking at videos here of silly string fires.
Yep.
Well, you thought I was fucking around?
No.
Just being all habanero Hank and
no,
not
stop.
Really saying anything that means anything.
Come on, breakfast burritos. Let's stop that. We're right up to a break. We have to really quick do the news with Heather and a comment on what she's going to say. And then we have to go back because we're going to pretend Perez Hilton calls in just to our show, even though it's a recorded thing and they do it on every fucking morning show. I'm so sick of it.
It's not real?
Marie. I'll fucking kill
you. I actually had to have a conversation with one of my friends a couple of weeks ago because they were, you know, we were just out and they were talking about talk radio or whatever. They're like, oh my God, those phone things where they call people up. I'm like, you know, that's fake, right? And it was like I told her that her mother wasn't her real
mother.
It's
like you told the 5-year-old Santa Claus wasn't real.
That's exactly what it was. She was like, wait, what? That's not. I'm like, no, it's a producer in the back. Or a lot of times, what they do is that they people. And I knew a guy who used to do this. Like, he would get $50 a phone call. Where, like, you know, that, you know how, like, they'll patch celebrities through. You know, they'll have like one call center that patch them through different radio stations. They'll hire these voice actors that will get on. They're in the studio and they patch them through different radio stations to do the War of the Roses bit. And she was like, wait. So that, like, no, FCC doesn't allow it. You can't tell some, you can't have someone on the radio and not let them know. Non-terrestrial anymore.
No, you can't. You can't. Yeah. I mean, it's different. Like, if somebody calls you, you're allowed to do whatever you want. Like, right. Dutch, were you the one telling me, or was it Joe? I don't remember. It was your cousin Joe telling me there's a guy who still makes prank CDs, but the way he got around it is he gets 800 numbers or like one number off from like Bank of America or, you know, one number off from big companies.
If you have Jim Florentine was doing this for years.
Yeah. He
had telemarketers call, he'd fuck with them.
Yeah. So that was, I mean, but yeah, you can't do that anymore. And that War of the Roses thing, it's bullshit too. I mean, it's all dumb.
What exactly? Okay, please define what War of the Roses.
You've never heard of it, Marie?
You guys have mentioned it in passing, but I never bothered to.
Holy shit! They're showing the Silly String Fire. Oh my god!
Yeah,
isn't that freaking frightening?
I put one in.
I know we're on two different. We're in two different tangents right now. Silly String Fires and War of the Roses.
Okay, well, you talk to John about Silly String Fires. I'll talk to Marie about War of the Roses. Okay.
Go ahead. Okay. Explain.
Same time.
Okay, ready?
Okay, and, so Marie, right, so what happens
with the silly string is like the old stuff.
That what they do is they have a person, like a woman thinks that.
And then,
the
like,
man
I understand what you're saying, John, and then what happens is,
so
is that when it ignites it,
like they're doing
it, like
a
makes a fireball, right? And it just like kills it. It kills people.
And what happens is,
and it's like, you could tell that it was a minority.
My name is Lawyer Friendship.
Yeah, I know, but
if you've been in a silly string fire, call me.
I know. Oh, that's really funny. And then here's the thing, like, you can tell that it's like cheap silly string because it's a black kid that's using it. So that's how you can tell. Like, it's very weird.
The different girl, then the girl.
And it's like, you know, I don't know.
Oh my god, I can't believe you.
I mean, this poor guy is trying to enjoy his birthday and his hair's on fire.
Or better yet, why is there a jack-o'-lantern bag right in front of it? Is that supposed to be like an omen that he's gonna die?
There you go. You listen, that's Hippo Juice. You get a 4-hour show condensed into 2 hours.
So with the War of the Roses,
you're welcome,
thing,
guys.
Somebody thinks they won a prize, but they didn't. But it's fake.
Uh huh.
Basically.
Wow, you heard that. Good job. She was really focused.
Yeah, it was like a. It was a. It's a. They act like they're a new florist in town, and they're doing a free promotion, just hoping you would be able to, you know, tell your friends and family about it, and like, okay, we'll send a free dozen roses to whoever you want. And, you know, we'll write the card on it and we'll just send it straight to there, you know. So, you know, who do you want us to send them to? And obviously, you know, Sarah's on the line. Like, send them to Michelle. And Sarah will pipe up and be like, who the fuck is Michelle?
My sister? Why are you freaking out? I can't
That's
send my
a lot
sister,
of the times, right? You know, they'll do that or they'll do something else.
It usually gets really controversial with, like, a Puerto Rican girl because she, like, likes to use her claws, I guess.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Puerto Ricans aren't cats, John.
No, they are. They have to be declawed at birth. Not many people know that. When they at the same time that they pierce their ears, they declaw them.
A lot of people think it's inhumane, but it actually is better for them.
Thank you, Dutch. Finally, somebody says it.
That would explain.
I thought you knew that, Marie.
Now, we can only get on board on the Puerto Rican spaying program.
Like cutting a horse's toenail, like where they actually feel it because it's part of them.
That would explain their liking of knives, actually.
It does, because it recreates their natural claws. Oh, my God, we've solved it.
Solve that mystery.
I didn't know that their actual claws were butterfly knives.
Mitch says, this is the most annoying thing I've ever heard in my life.
I know. Thank you, guys. We're going to keep losing listeners because fuck you.
All right.
Because fuck you. Speaking of because fuck you, you want to talk about our Vine video that we posted yesterday?
Oh, yes, actually. I do. You want me to actually play the video so that people can see it?
More than breathing.
We made a Vine video, and Marie, while I pull it up, can you explain what we normally do?
Okay, so for several years, Royce and I have enjoyed being in a relationship together where we could do incredibly annoying things that it's like nails on a chalkboard, where it doesn't bother you that much because you're the one doing it, but it bothers everyone else around you immensely. So we've come up
firsthand.
So we've come up with several instances of how we can annoy other people by being an annoying cute couple together. And one of the reasons that one of the things we came up with is the kissy face. Right. So this is annoying kisses. Do you want to play the audio or I have
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I have the audio. I think I could pull it up. Hold on.
Because I have it ready if you want me to just... But if you're playing the video, you might as well just...
Okay, this is the... This is the, let me here's
the audio.
Here you go. I say we keep that running the whole background through the entire show.
And the premise is, you know how some people kind of give air kisses to each other, yeah. Like that couple is like, oh, I love you, baby. So we do that, like, you know, a couple feet away from each other. We're not actually coming in for a kiss. We just close our eyes and shake our head a little and go, and then we just keep doing it over and over again, like this Vine video. So I really like the premise. I think we're going to continue with it, and I think we're going to keep posting annoying cute couples videos because I think this is going to has some legs and it's going to go far.
So we're going to have a new one tonight. Just follow Hippo Juice Royce. Search for that on Vine or just Hippo Juice Film. Find me that way.
And if you're in a relationship of your own, please take our ideas and annoy the crap out of other people. It's immensely fun.
And yeah, Vine it.
Yes.
Hashtag. Okay, just use hashtag annoying couple. That's going to be our hashtag. Hashtag annoying couple. That's all you got to do. And be annoying and put hashtag annoying couple and let us know. We'll play it on the show. That's there you go, guys. Vine is easy. It's not a lot of hard work. And no. Dutch, I want to see you and your beautiful girlfriend do it too.
So, Royce, have you guys done the baby talk one yet? Where you go, as your baby.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. That's plan three. We're going
to...
I don't think Kelly and I have any annoying... We've only been together for like seven or 8 months. I don't think we have anything annoying like that yet.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys don't do anything annoying. Yeah, sure.
Maybe we do. I don't know. She gets annoyed at me because I'm always lifting her skirt up in public.
But that's
Really funny.
And I'll just be like, look at that ass!
That's very funny.
It just pisses her. She gets so mad at me when I do.
What if she accidentally like goes commando one day and you do that at like church or something?
Or I'll go up to her because she's got enormous boobs and I'll go up to like the front of her shirt and pull it down and be like, look at this cleavage, everybody. She gets so mad.
Hey,
at me.
Look at these.
Look at these tits.
Butt Monkey has a good idea for a Vine video. It'll be me texting going, aw, babe, and Marie texting, aw, babe, and then the vinyl shot will be standing right next to each other, texting each other. Bam! Annoying couple.
Ugh.
No, don't ill me. It's fucking brilliant. And you know it, bro.
Greater sign three.
Yeah, bro. Greater sign three. That's a heart, you noob.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into the first story. I think we've BS'd enough, guys. Let's get into the heart of the matter.
You mean the Bedfordshire care home?
Yes!
Swept around collapsed man?
Yes. Yeah, go read it.
It's messed up.
It's kind of really fucked. Read it again. Read the title again.
Bedfordshire care home worker swept around a collapsed man.
So he just swept around the guy while he was just on the floor.
Well, I'm not going to push the dead guy over to get underneath him.
Fair enough. Keep reading.
Or sweep the dust under the rug, so to speak.
Fucking Fozzie Bear over here.
An 86-year-old.
86 years young, I say.
Care home resident was left on the floor.
Now he was gay?
No, care home resident.
Oh, home. I'm sorry.
Oh.
My B. Go ahead.
He was left on the floor for an hour calling, help me.
I picture.
No, that's not him. It's help me.
Yes. While a care worker swept around him, a jury has heard. Albert Rich's treatment at the Limes home in Henlow, Bedfordshire, was captured on security installed CCTV, Lutton Crown Court was told.
I actually have some audio of the old man. Would you like to hear it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hold on. Let me, here it is.
Well, be ready next time.
Now you've done it.
Is that Hans Moleman?
Yes, I picture, every time I think of an old man in pain, am I the only one that pictures Hans Moleman?
Yes.
Q.
Remember when Hans Moleman was on a radio show?
Question mark. Smiley face.
This is Hans Moleman.
Sorry, go ahead, Marie.
Good Moleman to you. Today we're going to discuss part four of the agonizing pain in which I live every day. Hans Moleman's a great character. Jackie Nadoro, age 38.
Not going to work here anymore, that's for sure.
Of Bodmin Road. Man, they really like to call out where these fucking people live.
That's Enola.
They are on Bodmin Road, Lutton, and that person denies neglect of a person who lacks capacity on the 22nd of June. That was in 2011. Man, this is an old story. Her fellow worker that night did not answer the police bail and is wanted. Prosecutor Isabel Delamar said, Mr. Riches, who had Alzheimer's, lacked capability and had become prone to falling over many strokes. Well, why would
many strokes to rule the world.
Many strokes.
Where would they find a miniature?
Going pushing old man over.
Oh,
I like kids wiping around their feet.
It takes
and no matter what you got, not enough. So what?
It takes many strokes. It takes many strokes.
It takes
many strokes to kill a guy. The world. Now the world there it is. To the
anyways,
sorry.
Actually, I was thinking more along the lines.
Thank
of,
you, John, for the harmonizing. That was great.
I was thinking more along the lines of a miniature version of this, and they just kept tripping over them.
No,
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 no strokes.
No strokes.
All right.
Right.
Yeah. So the person
now
slept
would have been
an mini, Alzheimer's patient.
Mini strokes. What it actually is, it's an all midget cover band of the Strokes.
Yeah.
That I would watch.
Oh, yes.
I would watch that.
See, because it's a little ver. Okay.
So last night, she said, oh, baby, you're just too short. You can't reach my clit. I'm not going down on you. Get that thing out of my face.
So reading forward, the security camera was installed in the first place because they were suspicious that the overnight...
Now, is that like pay it forward?
Maybe.
Okay, go ahead.
They were suspicious because the night shift was... it wasn't as tidy as it should have been.
Remember Night Court? That show was so funny.
Doo-doo.
This is going to be one of those shows.
This is going to be one of those shows.
We get through two stories.
Speaking of which, where the fuck is
where
Ryan?
Where the fuck is Ryan?
He's like, oh, 5 minutes away.
Rainy weather traffic, right?
It's literally raining right now.
Yeah,
I'm on my way home.
Is that, you know, wait, is Ryan here? Oh, it's just, oh.
That's what Ryan sounds
okay.
like.
Okay, woo, good impression.
He's busy in a drive through and it's raining, so he has his window rolled up because he can't get his food because
yeah.
he doesn't want
to
get
fucking
wet.
Son of a bitch had to go around and ask for a second Polynesian sauce at fucking Chick-fil-A, that fat fuck.
Goddamn Chick-fil-A sauce. That's some good shit right there.
It is. I just want to rub it in my pants.
I would be a happy woman if I just lived in between a Taco Bell and a Chick-fil-A.
You'd be like in a wheelchair.
No, I would walk to the thing because I would live in between them.
Right. Like,
so,
walk when you can use a rascal?
Yeah. They see, John, you know what? I'm on John's side now. Who needs to lose your legs? Is that with the story, Marie?
That's pretty much it. Woman's a piece of shit.
Okay.
Does
well,
not a clean.
Let's get into the next story, which is a video. A lot of people, you know, a lot Americans have a really, really, really bad like rap around the world, and I think I know why.
We continue now with the American tourist making international headlines after he accidentally broke the finger off a statue that is centuries old, violating museum rules. You all know it. Look, don't touch.
Oh, no. What did he break?
Well, it's only how many... That, it's come on.
600
oh, no.
years old is what it says.
Is that that
oh,
old?
No.
That's not that bad.
What did he do?
You want to hear?
Older than our country.
What did he do?
Okay, hold on. USA.
USA. USA.
USA.
Okay. What did he break, though?
Duh.
Hold on. Before
what's
we,
in the box?
Before we chant, let's see what he did.
This morning, outrage at a Florence museum after an American tourist snapped the finger off a 600-year-old marble statue of the Virgin Mary.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. He's going to get the chair or whatever is equivalent to that in Europe.
When asked why.
Maybe some sort of croissant?
When asked why, he said, I wanted to get fingered by the 600-year-old bitch.
Cause
hashtag America.
Oh,
cause hashtag I know those Jewish bitches be fucking good.
Baby crazy.
All right, let's put the rest.
According to reports, the man was
and also according to Jim
measuring the finger and comparing it to his own hand.
Oh,
what?
Hey,
what no, a fucking no, dipshit. What a dipshit.
How high was he? Dude, put your hand up.
Dude, so whose hand's bigger? No,
my hand is totes bigger than the Virgin Mary. My hand is totes bigger than the Virgin Mary.
Do it. You're not going to do it.
Dude, that bitch is like six feet tall.
Do anything to have her give me a hand job. Know what I'm saying?
This is like a life-size thing? This bitch has got huge mitts.
When he accidentally broke the work of art. A security guard at the Museo dell'Opera del Duomo spotted him, but it was too late. He was later confronted by police. Timothy Verdon, a museum spokesperson, said that the fundamental rule...
He was quoted as saying, I thought this is America.
He was quoted as saying, oh, crap, put that thing on ice!
they can still reattach it.
But I saved it. You guys got, like, Gorilla Glue?
Yeah. I could, like, totes fix it, like, in a couple seconds.
Hold on. He takes out his gum and sticks it back on.
Bro. Just like new. You're welcome.
Rules for visiting a museum had been forgotten. That is, he said, do not touch the works. Florence police tell ABC News that the culprit is a Connecticut man born in Missouri with the initials PB, and that he was...
The peanut butter bandit strikes again.
Peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time. Joel, you don't have it. Thank you.
Wow. Look how fast Joel is. Joel's on fire tonight.
Way yet. Now break that finger. Break that finger. Peanut butter jelly. 600 years old.
Run from the cops.
Peanut butter jelly. Embarrass the country. We're all fat. Embarrass the country.
Unity.
Unquestioned. He is reportedly an emergency surgeon at a Connecticut hospital. And this isn't the first time an accident.
Don't worry, ma'am. I'm an emergency surgeon. I can reattach that finger. No problem.
And has befallen museum treasures. In 2010, a Picasso painting worth $130 million was ripped when a clumsy art lover tripped and fell against it at the Metro.
Was Mr. Bean there? Like, I mean, why else would that happen?
Did somebody throw marbles on the floor?
What the fuck? Was Jerry Lewis at that museum? What's happening?
No, the security. A little kid with a beanie propeller hat threw a banana peel in front of him.
Whoa!
Politan Museum of Art. And casino mogul Steve Wynn famously ripped his Picasso masterpiece.
Because fuck it, I'm Steve Wynn.
I don't need you.
I have lunch cards, motherfucker.
When his elbow went through it, Picasso's 1932 masterpiece Le Rêve was in the process of being sold by Wynn when he damaged it. It has since been repaired and hangs in Wynn's office. The sale was rescinded.
So the statue can be repaired, thankfully. Italian prosecutors will now decide whether charges will be filed against the man and if he will be fined. Remember, folks, look, don't touch. So
I don't go to enough museums for that fucking rule to apply to me. So
what are they going to use? Cannoli icing to seal it together or something?
First off, it's in France. Cannoli is Italian.
What are they going to use?
They said it was in Italy.
Cheese?
No.
Or some French gruyere?
The story said it was in Florence, Italy.
Are you sure?
Positive.
All right, well.
Pretty sure
it's
Italian.
So I said again, what are they going to use? Meatball marinara as the pasta?
John has something for any of this. You know, John, it was in Turkey.
What are they going to use? Freaking roast beef or something?
Roast beef? No, it's a sandwich. Man. All right, let me play this. What, you sound like John. Why do you sound like John Travolta? All right, here's Dutch, have you seen this? An American coach coaches soccer?
Oh, yeah, the commercial with Jason.
There's a lot of American coaches in soccer, so I don't know what you're referring to.
Be more vague.
An American football coach coaching soccer in Europe.
Oh.
Hey,
how you doing? This is Ted Lasso. I'm the new head coach of the Tottenham Hotspurs, and I'd like to talk to the Queen, please. My name's Ted Lasso. I'm new head coach for Tottenham Spurs. Been brought over here to implement my coaching style.
Football.
Yep. This is fucking great. Watch.
It's football, no matter where you play it. You got grass, you got cleats, and you got helmets with masks on them.
Football is... States is my specialty, but they have a different kind of football over here.
Kick it! Circle them up, have them put on their pads, and let's start playing for real. They're wearing their pads, coach.
There's a lot of small similarities.
A team I coach, they're going to play hard for all four quarters, okay?
Two halves.
What's that?
Two halves.
Okay, halves.
We're going to play hard for two halves. And we're going to play till there's a winner and there's
or
a loser.
A tie.
What's that?
A tie.
Okay, till there's a winner, a loser, or a tie. A tie.
If you tried to end a game in a tie in the United States, heck, that might be listed in Revelations as the cause for the apocalypse.
Yeah, do we have any goals this season? Absolutely. We're going to win a lot of games. We're going to get in the playoffs.
No playoffs.
There's no playoffs. Again, my job just got a lot easier.
Fucking, he fucking rules, man. For that, yeah. That impression
is
spot on to just a typical fucking football coach.
Ties and no playoffs. Why do you even do this?
One of the issues I've had is what tackling was.
There you go, tackle him. What the hell? That's not a tackle. It's just sliding around.
Soccer tackle, sir.
All right there, Gary. That's how you tackle.
To prepare for this job, you know, read a lot of books, watched a lot of game films. But to be honest with you, the best way to learn how to play this game is to play this game.
The square goal?
Circle.
Circle's goal. See, I got you a little do-si-do. You don't know what to do. There you go. Good stop. Okay.
Game over.
Yeah, it's over for now. 15-0, huh? We're going to go on a rematch.
Yeah, they do things a little bit differently. Part of me finds some of the things they do a little silly.
Pass it in. Well, they keep passing it backwards. What's going on here?
It's nice to be able to go backwards and forwards and not have some ref make a big deal about it.
Will you explain to me how that was offside? No, I'm asking you. Seriously, explain offside to me. It made no sense.
I won't play the whole thing, but you get it's really funny because we are boobs when it comes to soccer. We have no fucking idea how it works.
But he has a good point about the whole ties and playoffs thing. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I have the I got a couple Hispanic guys at work at where I work, and they've been explaining soccer to me. So I'm trying to learn as well. Especially
Colorado.
Now that we have like no sports going on. Well, yeah. I mean, well, for a little while there we didn't, but you know, preseason.
I know. Even still though, preseason, it's so annoying because, you know, especially if you're into fantasy. I mean, except for the Dynasty League, which is kind of cool for the rookies we drafted, but it's like, why watch it? It's so boring, you know?
Yeah.
It's like I try to watch.
Yeah, but
Dolphins.
I understand why I just wish they didn't have four. I wish they only had two.
Yeah.
Like, and I understand guys are, you know, competing for their jobs because they got to cut it down from what is it, like 110
it's
to
a
like
ridiculous
53
amount. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And it's like, and why even have the kickers go out there at that point? Is there a need?
Well, aren't they doing that with? They're not doing kickoffs anymore with the Pro Bowl. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I heard that they because it's to make it safer because they're gonna they're trying to pilot it there.
Oh, they're also not allowing any type of celebration this year. The NFL's crackdown. They're telling refs that you can't do. I was reading, and the one thing that pissed me off is you're not allowed to do the military salute after you do a touchdown, which is like the staple in Denver, the mile high salute that was started by Terrell Davis.
I didn't hear about this.
Keep doing it, man.
Tell me, Dutch.
Look it up. It's like the NFL has told the refs to start, enacting the unsportsmanlike conducts if you spin the ball, if you spike the ball.
Spike the ball? Spike the ball's been doing it for a million years.
They're telling them
they
cannot
spike
the ball.
What do they do? Take away the touchdown?
Well, basically, yeah. You can't spike. You can't spin. You can't do the salute. You can't do the...
You're allowed to walk away quietly. You're allowed to soak a little.
That's basically what the new rules. Not new rules. They've been rules that have been enacted, but none of the refs really enforce it.
Every time you make a touchdown, you're supposed to congratulate the other opponent.
Hug them. You have to hug them.
Basically, you have to go to your sideline, and then you can celebrate there.
Because you don't want, not even at the sideline, at your hotel room you can celebrate.
But you
only
have to use 1-800 Pro Flowers to send tulips to the opposing team to make sure that they feel good about themselves.
Do they really think the fans are behind this? Like, do they think any of us really care? Like, even like purists of fans or whatever. Like, I understand like why they said, okay, don't let, you know, full teams do, like in basketball, they had the greatest, you guys seen that movie?
Of course.
Yeah. They had the whole celebration thing where it's like a whole river dance lineup.
Yes.
I can understand why they said, okay, no more group celebrations. That's one thing because it got ridiculous after a while with the funky bunch and everything like that. But yeah, no, you can't do anything now. You can't spike the ball, which Gronkowski means he can't play anymore. the whole mile high salute thing, which has been Denver's thing for years.
Yeah,
I know. That's what they
exactly
do.
Well, then that also means that this is going to affect the Lambeau leap because that's equivalent. Yep. You can't do that. The most famous thing.
Stands, one of the oldest traditions ever. Steve Smith, by the way, of the Panthers, he's always done the ball spin.
Of course. I know. Yeah.
He says, I'm going to continue to do it. He's like, I don't care. what they say, I'm not going to not keep stop
but,
doing
but,
that.
But it's, you know, Dutch, it's funny because I was watching during the first preseason game, one of the commercials was this thing, make sure that your kids are playing football and your coach is a registered.
Heads up.
Yes. I'm glad you saw it too.
And the gay way that they tackle, it's like, shut. When I played football, my coach was like, you put your head down and you run through that fucking line, pansy, is what he told me.
Right. Heads up certificate. Go fuck you. And I actually went online and checked up the heads up certification thing. It's ridiculously stupid.
It is. It's just
dumb.
I don't get it.
It's a PowerPoint presentation.
These guys are getting a lot of concussions, but hey, they know what they're signing up for. And if you ever play football, you know what you're signing up for. You got monsters flying.
I played football. John played football. You played football. I mean,
look, and he's only half retarded.
Yeah.
So he's fine. Hey. No, but this is an interesting point. But remember, they did like a year or two in the NHL where you couldn't fight.
Yes,
and
yes,
look at that.
I remember
they had
that.
A fucking strike.
Yeah, well, no, the fans stopped coming to the game. And the thing is that, like, I had to explain this to somebody that, like, why do they allow fun? I'm like, it's actually a key element of the game. Like, if somebody's getting hot and they're scoring a lot, you send a goon after that guy, try to get him to fight, and if he does end up fighting, you're both in the box for a little bit, and especially if your goon beats the shit out of him, he's not going to be on his game the rest of the night. Like, it's and you get your morale, your team twisted up.
It's getting to the point now where I don't even understand. Like you said, we don't even understand the reasoning for it. Give me a good reason. Like, if you're going to...
The fans like it, let it happen.
Yeah, there's no point. They're taking football away, and I'm telling you, Dutch, that kickoff thing at the Pro Bowl is a pilot program to see how it works, so then they can implement it. They're just going to get rid of kickoffs altogether. Watch.
Then they need to change the name from if you can't have kicking, if the only kicking part of the game is field goals and extra points, then they should be called
ball.
Yeah, ball.
This is starting to remind me of the South Park episode of Sarcastable, where Randy started coaching the Denver Broncos, but they had all these stupid rules about being a good sportsman.
And by the way, the other one that pisses me off too, Dutch, is the whole stupid A-Rod thing. Like, now the MLB...
What did he do? Oh, Alex, because I'm trying to look up what he did. I'm sorry.
He was in Miami, and there was this whole scandal of biogenics? What was it called?
Yeah, he was shooting up with steroids, and a lot of people were as well. But the problem is that, like, he was going after people who... We're trying to say that he was doing it. He was covering up evidence. He was, whereas the other guys kind of fessed up to it when it came, and that's the reason why they got the 50-game suspension. But he was being a motherfucker through the whole process, and he still is being a motherfucker about the whole thing. So that's the reason why the MLB is like, fuck you, we're done with you.
Yeah, I mean, and I get that, but the part that pisses me off is how the MLB's like saying stuff like, you know, the integrity of the game. That comment also bothers me looking at it from the other side because, dude, you didn't have a black eye until after World War II. You when fucking Sammy Sosa and fucking Mark McGwire looked like fucking apes, you covered your ears, you know, and closed your eyes and pretended like it wasn't going on, and now it matters because they got caught, you know?
Well, yeah. I get why they're doing it. I mean, everybody says, and you know, every hack comedian, you know, has made so many bits like, I want to see him smash the ball out of the park and yada yada. No. We get it, but like, I mean, I don't know.
It wasn't that. That whole home run race. Anytime someone goes for a record, allows people to watch it increases ratings and makes people enthusiastic on opposite team. It just makes it more entertaining, you know?
And I just can't get into baseball. I just can't.
Oh, I love baseball.
I know you do, but
because he likes drinking.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that is equivalent. You're right.
Phillies suck balls this year.
Well, you know, you'll be all right. You're not. Really hey, I got the Marlins, brah. Relax.
Yeah, the fucking dude. Have you, Royce? What do you think about the Dolphins' new logo? Does it look like a gay piece of shit?
It looks weird, man.
It looks like a yin yang or some sort of hippie symbol.
I watched. Like, I don't mind the brighter colors.
Go ahead, one of you, John. Go.
I don't mind the brighter colors, but like, I liked the menacing, cartoony looking dolphin. Except for, and now it looks like this one. It looks like some sort of gay pride focus group. Probably the same ones that made the home run collage.
Oh my god, that fucking eyesore that they built in center field.
Yeah.
It looks like the dolphin's leaning its head back because it's having sex with something else.
Yes. Well, maybe. Ugh.
It looks like a whale. It doesn't look like a dolphin.
Exactly. And far away, like when it's out of zoom, it doesn't even look like anything at all. It just looks like a blue line.
Well, at least you guys kept your same colors. I mean, you could have done what the Buccaneers did years ago and just completely changed the entire color scheme up. They went from white and creamsicle orange to powder gray and dark red. So
yeah, that's
at least
true.
You still have that.
Yeah, but at least you don't have a retarded dolphin anymore that had to wear a helmet on his head.
Yeah.
Remember the one that won in the Super Bowl? It just looked like brine shrimp with a football helmet. And then a couple years later, like in the mid-90s, they gave it steroids.
Yeah, no, there it is. Marie posted all the logos.
Yeah, the tail's been down this whole entire time, and finally the tail's up.
I don't know what that signifies. Something.
Yeah, the Broncos went through a massive overhaul, too. They went from the obnoxious orange and powder blue to dark blue and slightly less obnoxious orange and a completely different logo.
Right.
And actually, the year that they changed it is the year that they won the Super Bowl.
All right, but you got the next story?
Oh, well, I was actually trying to look up what the Broncos logo looked like. I don't even know what it looks like.
It was similar to what you guys have. It was a Bronco coming out like of a D.
Of a D,
like a cartoony
yeah.
looking thing.
Uh-huh. That's what it is now?
Again?
No, what it is now is just the Broncos head that like is...
Yeah,
like,
yeah. They've like, had that for a couple
oh,
years
oh, okay.
now. A whoosh look to it.
Right.
All right. Sorry, I thought it was something new. Okay. Barrister criticized for calling child abuse victim predatory.
Yes.
What?
I don't know. I had to read halfway through this article to figure out what the fuck they were talking about.
Berenstain Bear?
Robert Clover also called the girl sexually experienced. The CPS said... Oh, hold on. Okay, let me read this. Barrister criticized for calling child abuse victim predatory. The Crown Prosecution Service has criticized a barrister acting on its behalf for describing a 13-year-old sex abuse victim in court as predatory.
That the 13-year-old was basically asking for it and was being predatory towards
well,
him.
The 13-year-old was the predator.
Yes.
What was she wearing for
Dutch. What country was this in?
Dutch. I don't think it matters. She was 13.
I'm just asking.
Yo, but I know you're just asking, but I feel
I just want to know what her outfit was.
I have a feeling.
Okay, so she was this guy Neil.
His name is Neil, like when you kneel for sex.
Neil Wilson, age 41.
I didn't know.
It was a stretch. He already admitted to abusing the girl at his home in Romford, London, and was given a suspended jail term.
Now hold on, did he actually admit to abusing her? He said, "Yeah, I abused her." Or
well, the sentence says admitted abusing the girl at his home. So he admitted
okay,
it.
Okay, good.
I don't need to actually use that verbiage.
The Attorney General's office said the sentence has been drawn to its attention as possibly unduly lenient. Details of the case come as the head of the judiciary in England and Wales say a select pool of judges with a specialist training will be created to handle complex child abuse cases amid concerns at the way some child witnesses are treated in court by lawyers.
I'm sorry. Where was this again?
Wales.
London.
London.
What's the age of consent over there?
2. It's weird.
Wow.
I don't know why.
Okay.
It's really odd. It's a weird place, dude.
I think it said it later on in this article.
If you can talk, you can fuck.
I dude, that's you know that's on their coins in London. That's on their coins in England, actually.
I'm the age of consent.
One of the things I've ever said.
The pound has it on it.
The age of consent in this country is 16.
You're a fucking scumbag.
It was 16.
Sorry, when I said that, I just reminded me, I was hanging out with one of my best friends, Tyler, the other day, and he was just like, dude, he's like, I'll catch your show every once in a while. He's like, but I feel like I need a shower afterwards.
Good.
And the second I said it, you can talk to him, like, I just pictured him going, oh, come on, man.
Well, stop picturing him showering.
Oh. All right.
So now we're all picturing you showering, Dutch's friend.
All right. Florida man with... You're going to love this one, guys. Because I have a Florida story here.
Florida story.
Florida
we need to come up with a song.
Yeah.
I should come up with something. A stinger of some sort.
I don't know. John, come up with a Florida story song so Dutch could just cut it out and we could just use it. Go. And everyone be quiet. And 1, 2, 3, go.
Hey, yo, it's Florida.
I like it.
Spot on.
Dutch, cut it out. Put some like fucking salsa music behind it. Bam. Stinger. Dutch, seriously, do not forget.
Or
what time
Pitbull.
Is it?
It could be Pitbull.
7:47. Do not forget.
I got it.
I need that. I need to make sure we have that. for the next for any time we have a Florida story, I want that ready.
Love it.
All right.
Thank you, John.
You're
Florida,
welcome, Marie.
Florida story.
Florida man with wave.
Hold on. Yeah. Let me set this up.
Okay.
Oh, we're gonna do it right now.
Yeah. Let's see if we can.
Hey, yo, it's Florida.
Okay, Dutch. Hold on a second. Watch this. Watch this. And let's use this. Okay. Dutch, go ahead.
Do you want me to hit it first and then you hit the music?
Yeah. I would rather have... Yeah, hit it first.
All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Go. Play first.
Oops,
you,
hold on.
You
I'm going to send up.
Yeah, play first.
There it is. You go. There you go.
Hey, yo, it's Florida.
I prefer Pitbull.
Bam.
I want Pitbull.
Okay, Pitbull, fine.
Da see.
How about Flo Rida?
Oh, shit.
You know what? That's not a bad idea.
Flo Rida.
You know you
sense.
Want me. I know I want you. Come on. That's so Florida.
I think Dutch has a point. Okay, Dutch, let's try it one more time.
All right. Give me a countdown.
Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3, go.
Hey, yo, it's Florida.
It's not hitting it.
I think I'm with Marie. I think Pitbull's probably okay. better.
Any particular song, guys?
The one I was singing, you motherfucker.
Okay, what's it called?
You know I want ya.
Okay. All right, and let me get it here. Okay. And
3, 2, 1,
go.
Hey, yo, it's Florida.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I like this one.
Got it.
All right. Florida man. Florida man with the Florida man in quotation marks.
Say Florida man again.
Way with the ladies.
Florida man.
Threatens to kill haters using Zimmerman defense.
What's the Zimmerman defense?
A man claiming he had a way with the ladies and a firm grasp on the Florida legal system, probably didn't have either, and ended up getting arrested at a popular waterside restaurant in Fort Pierce after causing a scene and riling up his haters, in quotes. Robert Rock, awesome name.
That is a great name.
50 was acting obnoxious to a woman, several of whom asked him to be left alone. At Cobb's Landing. According to Off the Beat, a man came to pick up his wife from a baby shower to find that Rock was bothering her. He asked Rock to leave.
Man, you best get out.
He asked Rock to leave his wife and the other woman alone, but Rock allegedly pulled the knife and yelled, "I'm from Jersey and I'll kill your asses."
Oh, shit. They always from Jersey.
The restaurant manager got involved and escorted Rock out of the establishment. The manager then called police. They found him at another nearby bar called the Tiki Bar. Original name, guys. In his arrest report, the officer noted that they had immediately recognized Rock
from
his Mai Tai selection. Officers found...
And his multiple HBO specials.
Mm-hmm. And his barbed wire tattoos around his arm.
Officers found the knife in his pocket, and they were surprised he was not Puerto Rican. Then there's this gem from the arrest report. This is from the arrest report. He then began saying he didn't do anything wrong. The people who were complaining on him were just haters.
People be complaining on me
because he had a way with the ladies, and they should be arrested, not him. Then he stated he would use the Zimmerman defense because he was streetwise and because he knew how to work the system.
What does that have to do with Zimmerman?
Well, I'm assuming he was drunk. If he's had two bars, this is what the gentleman looked like. If you want to see more like radio.com.
What? Live. He's so white.
I know
he
really is.
He looks like a douchebag.
Yep.
Ugh. He looks like a professor.
His lips look like a vagina.
Unfortunately, Professor Streetwise, his version of the events were not backed up by anyone at the restaurant. Witnesses said he was just being obnoxious and everyone wanted him to leave him alone. Rock was booked on charges of aggravated assault.
So this guy had a knife?
Yes.
That guy.
Yeah,
Whitey McGee.
Because you'll he's
from Jersey, bro. Dude, I'm from New Jersey. I know the law.
Is there anything worse than someone who's proud of their state?
Royce, no lie. This guy looks like the same dude. He was wearing a suit jacket, and jeans, and he was walking with like a skinny guy who was claiming to be his bodyguard at Fat Cats, and he was going around and he was like trying to pick fights with people and be like, hey, what are you fucking looking at? Hey, I got a bodyguard with me. Yeah.
Oh, what's a bodyguard?
That's what he was calling it, because the guy was fucking pissed drunk.
Well, I'm sorry, if you don't mind, I'm gonna mute this because I can't anymore with this.
A bodyguard. So he was a guard that was into Shakespeare.
No, yeah, no, you idiot. A birdie guard is how the Swedish chef says bodyguard.
Fun fact. Joel, please stop, because you're going to kill John.
It was me, actually. Oh.
John is the biggest Muppets fan on the planet.
So quick that you were able to pull that up, man. Wow.
I was
a butt, or?
No, what I'd see, the thing is, as soon as I heard he said it, I go, that's Swedish Chef. So I pulled it up and had it ready to go, and then I said, hey, he sounds like the Swedish Chef, and I hit play.
I just like had it as a button. I need to get that as a button.
Okay, sorry. Muppets rule.
I know.
You don't even know. John grew up with the Muppets.
He did.
The fuck, though? I mean, Ryan was on a second ago. What happened to him?
I'm trying to call him.
You signed on.
I know.
He probably doesn't have anything set up.
He's probably just ill-prepared.
Yeah, like usual.
Could have set up the night before, but he
couldn't. Yeah, right.
He could have done a lot of things.
Yeah.
Instead, he made ice cream.
No, thank you.
Okay, you know what? You guys can't see what he's doing, so I honestly want to see if you could tell what he's making. Okay.
Oh.
Without
okay.
looking at it. Without
I,
looking
I,
at
I
it.
Heard. Okay.
Go ahead. I'll back it up a little bit.
He's making popcorn.
There's popcorn.
Yeah, shrimp,
you got one of them.
Popcorn shrimp.
Popcorn Bam. Chicken. Oh, shrimp.
I said it.
I heard fish.
I heard shrimp too. I was gonna say it.
Yeah, but
popcorn,
at this point,
like,
fish. Fish is just a cover band. And it's like, why would you pay? You know, you get stoned at home and listen to their album and not be next to a bunch of smelly hippies. What? Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was a stretch.
You're a stretch. You're like a Stretch Armstrong. You're like
Stretch Armstrong.
You're filled with corn syrup. You son of a bitch.
You're perfectly current this year.
Now John's going to be on the Swedish Chef kick all night.
No, I'll behave. I'll behave.
Ridiculous character. It's so funny.
But I know. Amazing. It's so fucking silly and stupid, but it's hilarious.
As if all of the Swedish people sound that way.
I wonder if, like, the Swedes have, like, complained. Like, okay, if they did the Swedish Chef now, like let's say Jim Henson was still doing the Swedish Chef. Do you think that a focus group that's dedicated to this, you know, like that
Swedes
stupid Asian guy that
dude, people that in Norway, Sweden, that whole area, they do not give a shit about anything. They're so laid back.
I wish China would be like that.
Yeah. All right. Man's planned date in Delray Beach. This is another another Florida story. I just realized. I didn't even realize it's a Florida story until right now.
Play it.
Hold on.
I got it. Hold on. Let me know when you're ready.
Hold on.
Do it now.
And here we go. And
do you want me to go first?
Go.
Hey, yo, it's Florida.
This is what you start reading.
Not yet. You let it kick in, and then ready, and now. Man planned date in Delray Beach turns into knife point robbery.
Another knife story?
Yeah, bro. Two knife stories. One night.
I
know.
It's Florida.
We're stabbing each other here.
We love to stab people.
Smash.
After asking a former employee out on a date last month, a Broward County man planned for a night of dancing at a club. But the date didn't go as planned, as the man instead found himself being robbed at knife point by his date's ex-boyfriend, police said. Thomas Bailey Jr., 35, of Reading, Pennsylvania, was arrested Monday on charges related to an alleged armed robbery that happened July 20th. And they have the address, blah, 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 blah. The alleged victim, who lives in Coral Springs, told police he arrived at the home of the Delray Beach and opened the car door for his date. A woman threw a small pillow into the back seat and said she would return in 5 minutes, police said. She walked back to some businesses near the driveway. Bailey then got into the passenger seat and held a knife to the other man's neck, police said. The man backed out of the driveway as Bailey continued to hold a knife, police said. He drove to an area near the train tracks, and both men exited the vehicle. Bailey took the keys and cell phone and fled. According to police and the arrest records, victims gave police a description of the suspect and said, so tell me this guy doesn't look exactly like Christian Bale. I just saw his picture. Like Christian Bale? It's just posted in the chat.
Yeah, he does. Holy shit.
He looks like Christian Bale in The Machinist.
He looks like CM Punk.
Kind of. CM Punk's Grammar Slam.
A little bit of both.
Yeah. Let's see. The man backed out of the driveway as Bray continued to hold the knife. I already read that. Sorry. She told Barry about the plans for the date because she wanted someone to know of her whereabouts in case something happened. The woman told police that she was walking back to her place to get more money when she saw Bailey come from behind some bushes and jumped out of the passenger seat. She said that she thought Bailey was just going to scare her date, the report said. She said he got scared when she saw the knife.
What a weak defense.
What? Seriously. She totally set this motherfucker up.
I thought she was
going
to scare him.
What a fucking cunt. What a fucking cunt.
Is that what we do now on first dates? Is like, I'm just going to have my ex-boyfriend scare him.
Yeah. It's like
this show's a lot dirtier than I remember. Together?
All right. What, Ryan? What did you say?
This show's a lot dirtier than I remember.
Wow, look who decided. You better not fucking leave early now, you son of a bitch. You already came late.
If you would read your text, I said
no.
They ended up calling
me. If I would read my text, you fucking son of a bitch. If I would read my text?
You are a son of a bitch.
You, I said that they ended up calling me earlier, which means I'm going to stay on this whole half of the show. And
then
I'm fine
good. Good, you better be. I'll murder your face. I swear to God. Anyway, Ryan is back.
By the way, how long has it been since you've been on the air with us, buddy?
Dude, just about the whole summer, man. They had me working the craziest crap in the world, but my contract just finished and I started a normal job.
We need to go to break, and you come out of break and tell us all about it.
Break yeah. Oh, he's already coming back on fire.
I'm just trying to produce the show.
This guy is on fire.
And actually, Ryan came back to explain what happened when he was gone. He put together a little montage for us. I have it. It's weird.
I have many stories when we come back. My life is a little different now.
Oh, Ryan, is it topsy-turvy?
I can't wait.
All right, well, coming up after the break, we're going to talk about Ryan and his stupid face and some more stuff on the Hippo Juice Show. Also, before we go to break, I do want to say that next week, it is confirmed now, we will be interviewing the co-creator of Axe Cop, which is a comic book and a show on Fox.
Nice.
Axe Cop!
Well, when you scream it like that, you have to scream it.
X-Cop!
Why are you doing that?
X-Cop!
Stop screaming it!
X-Cop!
That's not as bad, I guess. Because then you'll think that you're retarded, I guess, would be the...
Can we go to break now?
Okay. All right. Go to break.
Oh,
boom.
My God.
Warlife Radio!
Hey, listeners. Yes. That means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zunes, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were going to say that, and I was going to ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's Tee Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTees.
Red Show, that's an online radio show.
Across the country.
Going shirtless.
Why?
So I don't want to go shirtless.
You guys that have been on the air.
What the fuck? The hosts of The Red Show.
In which there's really no other way to put it. They'd be less funny than that.
And he's your guy on The Red Show.
Because he is a racist. That's the whole reason he's your guy.
That's Red Show. I got fired. I went on their radio
show. And again, I'm not open. We are here now at More Like Radio because of Tex Muncher. He got us fired.
It's a goddamn war zone.
I see the slight shift and I don't like it.
Obviously hates pretty much everyone who's not a white male in his 40s.
In radio, and that's what they were trying to do. And I remember that.
Bad words. That's just words.
Okay, I want you dead.
Who's Texy, by the way?
On Twitter.
Okay. You know, especially, I know...
What Texie does, he's a fucking all-star pitcher that shits in the manager's office.
He probably deserves a Texie take, I think.
That's right, Jason and Tex, take that. Ha! Thank you very much, I appreciate it. Thank you, Gather.
You won over the heart of a Colorado housewife. Congratulations.
He is so banged up, he can't even focus now. He has his hands over his face.
Footer's losing his mind. He's covering his face. He's swaying back and forth. Like rape showers. It's The Red, Wednesdays at 9 East, only at morelikeradio.com.
Do you like video games? Are you a little antisocial? Well, listen to Antisocial Gamer Radio, Tuesdays from 3 to 5 on morelikeradio.com.
Hey kids, what's going on? Big Phil here. We got the Man Cave Radio Show. Listen to us every freaking Sunday, 8 to 10 a.m. exclusively on morelikeradio.com. What's your favorite naked teen station? It's morelikeradio.com. Jesus Christ, I'm going to blow a blood vessel.
Steve, do you think you could say this line here? This line here.
OSW Review, an old school wrestling podcast that won't kidnap you and kill you.
Just emphasize won't, so it makes it sound like our competition will kill you.
OSW Review, an old school wrestling podcast that won't kidnap and kill you.
And you're listening to More Like Radio.
Hey everyone, it's Sean from the Hippo Juice Show. When I'm looking for all the latest gossip preteen boys talk about, I listen to Markout Radio, Sundays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on morelikeradio.com. Now here's your Markout Radio Moment of the Week.
Listen, the match is already boring. When a match is boring, it's the announcer's job to assign it excitement. That's what you're there to do. If you don't believe me, go ask Joey Styles. Go ask Tony Schiavone. Go ask JR. If the match sucks, it is your job as the announcer to help put it over. Yes, the fans in the audience will not be privy to that, but the 4.8 million viewers at home are! Jesus Christ! Michael Cole, Jerry Lawler, you need to be replaced. You're too comfortable and you suck at your jobs. Granted, you don't suck as much as the NXT announcers from this week, but you suck at your jobs.
Mark Out Radio with Big T and Dark Fox.
The Cousin Joe Show.
One drink.
You cunt.
I mean, it didn't even take him 20 seconds.
Did you fart my drink?
20 seconds. You take an alcoholic's drink away, they know. Like, right away, dude. It's just like, it's like a dog.
Oh, was that the bit while I was taking a piss?
Like, where'd my bed go? Like, it's like someone going to sleep and just like, who took my bed? Like,
so that was the hilarious bit while I was taking a piss. Let's see if the alcoholic notices drink missing. That's what you did? You fucking pieces of shit.
Worked.
And why is Marie in the chat saying the song was so much fun to sing? Well, did you play the Pussy Poppy song?
No.
There's no video right now because the connection fucked up earlier. People are going to think it's like a bit. I was out of the studio. I was taking a piss. Did you?
I know. But you fucking...
Did you fart my fucking beverage?
That's getting cut. That's such a promo. That's such a fucking promo.
Shit, my pants. Nigga called it a beverage.
Tune into the Cousin Joe Show live Thursday night 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
Bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's more like radio.
All right, Grey Diamond. You can tell your story now.
Oh, for real? Oh, you're not going to regret this. Like Army Chihuahua's friend, Sergeant T, I too once knew someone in the Great Chicken Head War. Totally different dude. His name was Sergeant G. History will remember him as a great fighter. But I will remember him as the guy that was my best friend. At his funeral, his mother gave me his brain. And I thought, what am I going to do with this? But then I got an idea. I'm going to make his brain half lion, half man. And then I decided also there should be some cheetah in there because cheetahs are super fast. So I went to the jungle and I knocked out a lion and a cheetah because, like I mentioned before, they're super fast. And I put that brain into a cybernetic body with a lion's head and created the ultimate soldier slash best friend. I called him Liborg.
Okay, so where is this Liborg now?
Well, before we all got captured, I happened to push this button on my best friend calling watch. So he should be here right about now.
Liborg!
Whoa, what took you so long, bro? Just kidding. Thanks for getting here so fast, man. High five.
Thanks for giving me half a cheetah's brain.
Back live on the Hippo Juice Show. The number is 954-573-2780. Hashtag Hippo Juice on the Twitterverse or Facebook. We'll be checking that throughout the show. And
is this more Caravan Palace?
No, this is another electro swing band, and I had it, the name of it, and I don't remember it now. I'll find it later.
Okay.
But pretty good, though, right?
I like it.
Yeah. And by the way, the rejoiners from Axe Cop, like I said, we'll be having the creator.
Axe Cop!
We'll be having the creator, Ethan.
Axe Cop!
We'll be having the creator, Ethan Nicoli, I think I'm saying it right. The co-creator, because his a five-year-old actually did all the writing for it. He's the artist.
Really? I couldn't tell.
Yeah. So we're gonna have him on next week. So make sure you stay tuned for that and yada, 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 yada. And yeah, we have Ryan back. So what have you been up to, brah?
See, I was hoping that you guys would play like some of that big like percussion music, that dong 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 dong. You know,
yeah.
To let everyone
know
that
I'm back. We didn't do that.
What, this?
That's not even close. That's
are
just
you talking
volume.
Like
it's the sound you made? That's the closest thing I had.
Are you thinking dun, of like dun, SVU?
Dun, 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 dun. And by the way, I'm moving dun, my hands dun, like I'm dun, composing. Here,
is it this dun dun dun?
All right,
I'm
Ryan. I'm
going to play this game. That's the one.
Okay, important. I'm going to. No, I got it. I know what he's
maybe
talking about.
Maybe it's the SVU. Maybe it's the SVU.
I have it.
Dung, dung.
Okay, no. Okay, Dutch, be like, Ryan's back, and I'll play the music. Just introduce him. Go ahead.
So, Ryan is back.
Okay, you know what? I know it's a joke, but this is better than what I have.
Oh, this much is true.
Or what if we did Ryan's back? Yeah!
Yeah, we could do that.
Could do that. Hold on, you do it.
Okay. Marie, go, you do it.
Oh, oops, sorry, I hit the button too soon.
You idiot. You ruined everything!
All right, I'll start it up.
No.
Hey, guys, Ryan's back.
Matt Gaming.
Oh,
was spot on.
I'm glad it came back when Matt Damon was the guest. God, Alicia must be really bad if he's on our show.
Really, so what's been up, man?
Yeah,
what have you been up to?
Well, you know, my schedule has been cray-cray, I believe the kids
call
it.
Oh, do not say, oh, God, don't talk like that. It makes everyone awkward.
Yes, my life has gone through some changes.
Oh, my God.
No, I just had my crazy-ass schedule. I now live with two males in my apartment and no longer my girlfriend.
Well, that's good. Oh, you guys broke up?
Only about 9 months ago, so yeah.
I had no idea you guys broke up.
I just didn't really say it. So I've been dating somebody else for a while, so that's...
Really?
So shit's been kind of cray-cray.
Really? You've been dating a new girl?
Yes, I have.
How long did you get together with her?
Well, I met her like 6 months ago. I've been dating her for like 3 or 4 months.
Now, is she the reason why with your other girlfriend?
No, because I broke up with her almost, like I said, 9 months ago. I didn't meet this chick till way later.
Well, hold on a second. Now, you live in Atlanta now, right?
Hotlanta, yes.
Hotlanta.
Where the players play.
Did you move there for her?
I moved here because they ride on them things like every day.
You're a fucking idiot. Well, yes. Ryan also got Lorenzo's at his new Volkswagen because he's fucking flossing now.
I was rolling with Lorenzo and a Benzo.
Oh, okay, good.
Banging with a gang of instrumentals. No, I moved here. Well, it was twofold because I was going to get a job here, and she happened to get a job here before me, so we were going to come up here, yeah, to live together and also to work for this pharmaceutical company. Mm. So, yes.
Okay.
So we moved up here.
Wait, now do you guys both work for the same company still?
Yeah, but it's huge. We don't, like, we're...
Oh,
we're
no don't ever see each other? Okay.
Yeah, the place is massive. Yeah, so we did that, and then, you know, well, we stayed...
Mm-hmm. I apologize. I don't want to, like, you know, harp on it, but, like, any particular reason why you guys broke up?
Honestly, no. Nothing really. It just didn't... We were together for, like, 6 years. It just
That's
didn't...
That's my question, yeah.
No, just it didn't work out anymore. Okay. Like, we moved in together, and then after, like, a month and a half, we're like, this is just not working. So, no, nothing bad happened. No one did anything. No one cheated. No one did anything bad to anybody. Okay. It just didn't work.
Do you realize how much I wish that something? Oh yeah, she was fucking like one of the Harlem Globetrotters, or.
Well, I mean, if it was Meadowlark Lemon, you can't be that mad.
Yeah, I wouldn't be too pissed
because he's really good. I mean, he puts the ball on a string, and it's like, where he can't do that. That's a foul. Yeah. Sorry,
but, Ryan. Actually, she's not here.
Hey, Ryan.
Damn it. She's normally here all the time, but she wanted to be on the show. Actually,
oh God, Ryan has an imaginary girlfriend, Dutch.
Oh no.
Oh man, she's not here tonight though. Oh. God damn it.
If any of you guys ever listen to Lead Speakers with Lance and Kyle, and they do such a bang up job of fresh content every week, that's what I like about it.
Shut up.
You know what? Like the first like 5-6 shows, I was here making sure they were doing it. And then like, no, dude, we totally got it. I think they've done one show in like 4 months. They are awful at it, but Ryan, I'm going to make sure that changes because I'm going to kill them and just bring a new show on.
Can you stop rifling through your bag of Chick-fil-A for a second? Just for a second.
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
Just
yes.
Ryan, one-on-one. I don't even feel like I know you anymore. You're like a totally new person.
I don't know me anymore.
You're like a whole new person, and you've changed, and I can't watch you change, and it frightens me.
I've changed for the better. I have new shoes, and I've been wearing a lot more plaid shirts, so...
Why is that? I don't know why that's for the better.
What I'm saying is that I'm growing up, Royce. I'm growing up.
Are you, Ryan? Are you really growing up? Because
I've gone so backwards, it's not even funny.
Because only pictures I see of you playing disc golf and like paintball, I don't know what you're doing. It's like if you had Facebook in 2004 is what I
see. First of all, disc golf is awesome.
Yeah, it also is. And you know what else is? Ironic beards and fucking working at gluten-free cupcake factories.
Are you a
factories.
Hipster now?
No, I'm not. Well, first of all, now is pretty relative because I've pretty much been a hipster forever. I just, you know, wear adult
he
clothes.
He is so
that's
hipster.
The difference.
He is so hipster that being a hipster is too mainstream.
Right. Oh, yeah. So I only go everywhere now in suits.
Okay. Wow.
What is it? The awful joke that Kyle told me? He goes, two hipsters walk into a bar. One did it before it was cool. The other one did it to be ironic.
It's actually very funny, though. Very
I don't know funny. Where he heard it or if he came up with it, but it killed
it's
me.
Really good, actually.
I know. It killed me. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that happened. And no, it just didn't work out. So she left. And actually, if any of you guys ever listen to Lead Speakers with Lance and Kyle.
I don't.
She is the female who was on the show.
Oh, okay. What's her name? I don't know her.
Her name, she goes by, I don't know what she goes by. Her name is Leah.
Wow, this is going great.
Fuck her radio name.
She goes by.
Yeah, her name is Leah, spelled like Princess Leia.
Ryan put no effort into that. He put no effort into that. She goes by, fuck it, her name is Leah. Not even a second of thinking. She goes by, fuck, no, this matters. Just say Smith.
You can look her up if you're curious to see who she is. I mean, if you've heard the show, you've seen her before. Huh?
Is she white?
Ish.
Ish?
Ish.
Just hold on. I'm gonna do this.
Hold on.
Just type that name into Google.
Wait,
posted it
in the Google.
Type that name into Google and click on the second link, and then click on that picture.
A link to the past. I got it. I'll find it.
Go model to Google. Mayhem.
Yes,
she's a model. There.
Yeah.
Yes, of course it is.
Damn, son.
Wow. Yeah, shit just got real with your boy. Now
shit. Nice.
See, dude, I told you, like, in Miami, I'm like a Miami 4, but in Alpharetta, Georgia, I'm like an 11 up here. I'm the third tallest guy in Georgia, and that's because two guys on the Hawks are taller than me.
And he's the fifth tannest guy, too. That's not
I'm the fifth tannest guy up here.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Ryan, she's older than you.
By 9 months.
And but, you, yeah. But the upside is you guys have the same measurements, you fat-titted asshole, Ryan. grammar slam.
What? What are you?
She's Middle Eastern?
Uh-oh.
She's Parsi.
No.
Oh, she's what? God, I hope she's Turkish. That way her and Marie have to fight.
What?
Actually, that's what Dad thought she was. She thought she was Armenian. Well, she's not Armenian.
There's more Middle Eastern countries than that. What
you
is
don't
she
have, you have to fucking say it like it's fucking terrible, Ryan. She's
it
not a fucking
bad.
Cunt.
That's like the worst thing you can be.
Well, no, really. What's her background?
Okay, well, mixed martial arts mostly.
Shut up, Royce.
Sorry.
Ryan, what's her background?
Her dad is total white, just like the Scottish white tall guy.
Like my mom.
Her mom
is a polar bear.
Is from Trinidad, but she's not Trinidadian. She's like, they're Parsi. You know what that is. It's like
no,
Persian,
I know exactly
Indian. And like West Indian, like she's like 40 billion different things mixed into one.
So she's Parcheesian, like the
mixed
Parcheesian.
Got it.
Dutch, yeah, no, come on, you're being awkward.
Sorry,
that's girlfriend's that, hot. That
she is. Well, Ryan, right. Do you know that Dutch now has a girlfriend?
Really?
Yes.
Let's see her picture. We'll let the fans decide. Let's see her picture and we'll let the fans decide.
Well, I think she's in the chat room. She can post it herself.
Yeah. Yeah.
More like the fat room.
Oh!
Snap. It's not about me. It's about you.
Yeah, Ryan, it's about you.
So anyway, so that's changed, obviously, your love life and everything. You're getting some sweet Farsian ass.
Yeah, totally.
Farsian ass.
He's dating a Farside comic. Yeah. Apparently what's happening.
Yeah, so that basically means she's hilarious all the time. Like a Farside comic.
Right, I got it.
Because it's funny.
I got it.
Anyways, so your job, everything else, like what else is different?
Besides a disc golf and the new girlfriend, and I have two male roommates. One of them, it might be gay. One of them is totally gay.
Okay, so that's you and the other guy. What's the third one?
Oh, Luke.
Bam, yes. You're gay.
Slam.
Another slam. Double two slam. Slams in a row.
We just got double slam.
Oh, my God. Ryan.
In the face.
I hope you got some pogs because you just got slammed.
Yeah, I realized. I'm like, when I came back, I'm like, wow, our commercials are still awful.
Yeah, they're pretty bad.
Fuck you.
Our commercials are still bad. And T-Fury's
awesome. Because they
don't
let me produce them anymore. They let everybody else do them.
Yeah, T-Fury's great. I love their website, but their commercial was so bad. It's like a normal conversation if two guys were talking in a nightclub in 1998 in Miami.
Ryan, that was one of our shows who took it upon themselves to do that.
What show was it? So I can make fun of them directly.
Who was it that did it?
Gentleman Show.
The Gentleman Show.
Gentleman Show. It really sounded like if like two guys got to a nightclub early, it was only both of them, and they were still playing like whatever techno song they used to play in the 90s.
You have plenty of Yaz commercials.
You don't have
the
T-Fury commercial? You don't have it?
Oh, the T-Fury commercial. Play a T-Fury I thought you were. No. Do you have the song Ryan's talking about? No, I don't know what you're
talking
about.
Do you have the song?
Just Just play the commercial. Hey, man, they have that techno music. I can imagine, like, doors open at 11, but they get there at 10:30 to be safe, so it's just two guys with pacifiers around them, so when they start rolling, they haven't yet started rolling.
Really specific, turn it up.
A new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of
t-shirts. It almost sounds like whoever made the Mortal Kombat song, like this was his follow-up hit. It wasn't good enough. That's what it sounds like.
I think it's a great commercial. I think it did a good job with it.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty good commercial. Better than the commercials you've been making.
I mean, it's got me talking about it.
I love how Ryan comes back for 5 minutes already throwing haymakers.
Yeah, he's coming in fucking just shooting people.
He hasn't insulted anybody in so long. He's just blown
up. I've just been at work and I've had all these old ladies being dumb and I can't make any jokes about anything. So yeah, I've been reserved for a while.
Don't take offense, gentlemen. So
no, go ahead. They know I like them. I have no idea who they are, but I like them. You guys are doing good. Everyone's good. Everyone's doing great.
Speaking of awkward, you know how they have those fake marriage proposals? They do those marriage proposals at sports events, and sometimes the guy gets turned down. It's embarrassing. Well, this
what are sports?
Okay. So if you heard before, no, this guy these people at a AA baseball game. Try to set up a fake one where they do a fake marriage proposal and they're supposed to be no. Watch how awkward it is.
The third question, Jessica, this one's for you. They give the strength. Let's get the question up there. David wants to know.
Will you marry me, Jessica?
That's a big question. You're supposed to get on your knee, I think. This is a big question. She looks excited. Jessica. Everybody wants to know. Yes or no?
Now get ready for the Shakespearean acting. Are you guys ready?
Oh, no.
David, I'm sorry. I can't. I'm sorry.
Wow, this is so
I
bad.
I need to laugh. Oh. The answer is no.
No.
God, this was so set up by you. Is this a minor league game?
Yeah, I don't mean. Yeah, my double A team, I think. I don't mean to laugh.
God, they'll do anything to
she said
good.
No. David, I don't think we've ever had this happen before.
Well, no, because you've never really tried to
my
do it fake.
God.
And who would, first off, you know why no one buys this? Who would propose to their girlfriend at a fucking AA baseball game?
Well, and that,
what
and
kind
also,
of white trash?
That, if it wasn't set up, the guy who's on the mic would never continue
laugh.
To talk. If you that actually was, if I was the guy on the field, or if anybody was the guy on the field with a microphone, you get so embarrassed, you just walk off. You'd be like, I don't want to be a part of this embarrassment. And he runs.
I think I went.
We'll be back the next half inning. I'll check.
I mean, it's not that funny, but what saves it is the believability of it.
Ryan, I don't
think so.
Believable means when it's fake, right?
Yes, that's exactly what it means.
Can we talk about something important?
Sure.
You heard about the salesman for Lacoste? What's that clothing store with the alligator?
Oh, the alligator
on?
One.
Lacoste.
Lacoste.
Lacoste. I was
alligator
flat,
shirt.
So I don't wear it.
I was showing alligator shirts. Yeah, sorry.
Anyway,
I was showing tigers on my shirts and alligators.
He's the. Nice.
You want to see the inside? I'll see you later.
He was the number one salesman for like. The world for this company, right?
Really?
So they get commission. So he posted his commission check on Instagram. It was a nice paycheck too. Like his commission was like $12,000 for a month.
Why would he post his check on it? What a moron!
Just to brag. So
John, do me a favor.
What,
John?
Yeah.
Do me a favor. Sign up for Instagram. Get your paycheck and take a picture of it and just be like baller, but hashtag baller status.
Feel like baller's gonna ball.
I can do the one from Hennessy that Hennessy gave me.
Oh, yeah, do that one. It's really cheap. Just do baller status. All right. Go ahead.
Cheap. It's like 10 grand.
Whoa.
Whoa.
No, we'll just call it cheap. We'll just call it cheap. It's okay.
Well, hey, don't get mad.
Hey, I'm not the one that's calling me out saying I'm cheap.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's not what he was going for. John.
He's not the one doing
it. Was. All right. All right. Whatever.
That's not what he was saying.
Oh, literal Joe.
Go ahead, Ryan.
My name's Joel.
So I just posted the link right now. And yeah, so anyway, he posted up. He's a number one salesperson in the world. Just imagine how much he sold, that his commission check was $12,000. And he's selling polo shirts. So
really
they fired
expensive
him.
Polo shirt. They really? And what is you working at now? Nope.
FUBU?
Well, FUBU sold at Walmart, so I'm not sure.
Well, someone's got to send it there. But why would they? I guess, yeah. You guess.
But look at that. Wade Groom only worked as a clerk at Lacoste flagship store in Midtown for 3 months. And he quickly became the brand's top seller in the world. According to internal documents proven by Groom and his biggest, he sold $39,000 worth of merchandise in 1 month, and he got $12,000 commission.
What the hell is he doing?
And last Wednesday, he was fired for posting a photo of his paycheck on his private Instagram account and said, quote, "I was happy with my job. The photo had nothing to do with how much money I was making." Groom made $15 an hour, and he made 3% commission, and he made 12 G's in a month at 3% commission. So
is he just like blowing girls in the back and making them buy shirts? Like, how is he
blowing dudes
in the back?
Or dudes. That would have worked better, Marie. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyway, I guess he said that his salary wasn't enough to support his family. Said he was making as much as $1,500 a week selling shirts. But I'm not able to give my kids a better life, even if I'm working my butt off, because he lives in you know, Midtown. So anyway, he put it up there and they fired him. This dude sold 39 G's worth of stupid shirts that cost a penny to make, and they fired him for posting.
Any reason why?
Can we hire him and just pay him off commission? I mean, I think he's that good.
Well,
did
the thing is,
say anything about it?
This is what happened. He posted it on his private Instagram, so not everybody could see it. So somebody
must have ratted him out.
Him. Yeah, they dimed him out. They totally just called. So it said 2 weeks later, his manager approached him at work. He said, quote, "The boss man called me downstairs and told me to get on a conference call with an HR manager. The HR manager told me that the image somehow got back to the corporate office and that it infringes our confidentiality agreement and that I was fired." Jeez.
That guy now is definitely going to get a job anywhere, though, because if he could sell that, that's fucking insane. Amount of
he
money.
Said the confidentiality agreement says that that you can't do anything that that violates with social media, and he applied one of those things online where you just scroll all the way to the bottom and click yes, I accept.
Right. You know?
Well, I mean, think about it though. Like he's posting the name of the bank, how much he makes,
the account number,
reference, routing numbers, all that stuff. So I can't feel sorry for the guy because it's got the bank name. Routing number, check number, all that kind of stuff. I mean, I don't know what you could do with that, but I don't know.
Yeah, and if he was only working there a couple of months, and I'm pretty sure that the company itself, I'm sure, is just fine whether or not he does sell millions of dollars worth of product.
Yeah, right, that's true.
So,
I have a video here. Now, I am going to I'm going to give you the.
What? Give us the what?
The rundown of what's happening, and I will tell you the
good
end.
Movie.
This is a famous person who has been on the news recently. Now it's a cop.
Anderson Cooper?
No, it's a cop pulling him
Lindsay
over.
Lindsay Lohan.
All it is a
and mom
Sly Cooper.
Sly Stallone.
Sly and the Family Stone.
Cooper City, Florida.
Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Okay. Riley Cooper.
This is Forney, Texas.
The Koopas. King Koopa.
Hanging
King
with
Koopa Jr.
Just tell us what it is, man.
God, Royce.
I'm sorry, guys. I apologize.
Stalling like some sort of analogy for a thing that stalls a lot.
Like some sort of a dick form.
That's what you are. You are a stalling a lot analogy. Jeez.
Fair enough. Someone famous is getting pulled over.
Who is it?
And now I want you to guess.
Come
at the
on,
end.
Stalin Oates.
Oh, sorry, there was just a lot.
Nailed you.
Nailed me. This is.
Remember when I called him Stalin Oates?
It was like two seconds. It was 2 seconds ago.
Quiet, Joseph Stalin.
Stop, guys. These jokes aren't as funny as you think they are.
Pretty funny. Thank you, Dennis. What's a dick for? Glad someone heard it.
For sucking.
Well, maybe for you, Dutch. This is a very famous person.
There's Nick Cannon. I didn't know we were on Stalling Out.
What?
Wilding Out.
Stretch.
This is the dash cam of a trooper pulled somebody over. They're famous, and we're going to get...
Is it ABBA?
Well, you'll see.
Can we play the whole thing going through?
Yes, shut up. It's kind of hard to hear what they're saying, obviously. But when he gets back to the car. By the way, this is in Forney, Texas. I don't know exactly where that is, but middle of nowhere.
What kind of a car is it?
Nowhere in particular? Why do you say that?
Huh? He just said, by the way, I know it's hard to hear. He just said, you didn't see, he says, where are you going? The guy said, and the car said, nowhere in particular. Then the cop said, you didn't see my name? And the guy goes, what? Now, here you go.
What a coincidence. Are you clear of warrants and stuff?
Absolutely. I got.
Now, are you clear of warrants and stuff? So, now
can we guess?
Yeah, yes. I want you to start guessing. That's what this is for.
Okay. Well, we'll pause it before the big reveal. So
I'm
I
going
to see some more information.
I'm going. I will pause before the big reveal. Okay. I think it's right around here. I'm not exactly sure. So, you want to take a guess now?
Okay. Forney, Texas. He's dry. Is that a rental car?
I don't know. I have no idea if it's rental. He got pulled over for speeding. I will tell you that he was speeding.
Okay. Does this particular person live? We'll do 21 questions.
Oh, that's too many.
We'll do 5 questions.
Fine, go ahead.
Does this person live in Texas?
Does he live in Texas? No.
Or she?
I don't know now, but up until this video, he did not. It's a he. He did not.
Okay. Is it a musical performer?
It is not a musical performer.
Is it an actor?
It is not an actor.
Ooh.
Is it bigger than
a bread box?
Is it an athlete?
It's a wasted question. That's the last
athlete.
One.
That's
no, it's not an athlete. You're all wrong. Let me play it.
So it's not an actor, a musician, or an athlete.
Yeah.
Politician?
No, not a politician.
News
what
anchor.
What other celebrities are there?
A radio show host?
Nope.
A TV star?
Nope. And remember, he asked him, do you have any warrants out? Are they all clear? And he goes, no, sir. So let's play it. The guy they pulled over was George Zimmerman.
Oh, my God.
Now, wait till the cop gets back to his car. That is... I paused it perfectly.
Just take it easy. Just don't play. Go ahead and shut your glove compartment. Don't play with your firearm, okay?
Okay. He was showing him his firearm because he does have a firearm. It's a conceal and carry. Now he goes back to the...
Last name is Zimmerman.
And he wasn't even going that fast because he just got a warning, too.
Right.
But it just shows you the AP, instead of just, they went to release. So now we know, by the way, smart on him, he's somewhere in Texas. I'll give him that much. That's pretty
good. Yeah, white Texas.
He's probably a hero.
Yeah. You're right. Well, I wouldn't be surprised if the cop goes, God, we got a goddamn hero here. Sir, you get on your way.
You move right along.
You get front of the
line. When he first read his name, he's like,
What a coincidence.
Okay. I first thought he was like, well, I'll be damned.
No. Well, you're being charged for being an American hero.
Can you sign this baseball for me, sir?
Can I get an autograph?
All right.
Smart for him, man. Yeah, he went to Texas. The only place crazier than Central Florida, he went to Texas.
I know. Right. Well, they're going to leave him alone there at least. Johnny,
that's a great place to go.
Johnny Depp is blaming somebody for the Lone Ranger bombing. Do you guys want to guess who it is?
I blame
his horse handler.
It was not the horse handler. Good guess, though.
George
John.
Zimmerman.
It was. You're right. It was George. No, it was not George Zimmerman.
Tim Burton.
Nope.
Kim Kardashian.
All right, I'll play it.
Dutch.
Welcome to Holly's Scoop. I'm Stephanie Bauer.
Scoop!
Newsflash, Johnny Depp's latest movie, Scoop! The Lone Ranger, didn't do so well. He blames the critics. He thinks they are mean and presumptuous and...
The critics. I'm going to say this. The critics.
I guess the cynics. If he said the critics, I said the cynics, and someone else said all those bastards in the methadone clinic.
Okay, well, you fucking idiot. You're an idiot, John.
And for G.D. Cooper and all the money he took. So get in the pit and try to love someone? I don't know. Isn't that the Lone Ranger?
Johnny Depp
the ball with the ball, the bang, the dang, diggy, 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 said the boogie.
We got it.
All right. So let me point a few things out. Unless Johnny Depp is being a pirate, all of his movies lose money. you guys are aware of that, right?
Yeah, I know. It's true.
Okay, so let's just go down the list. The Lone Ranger, $215 million budget, made $86 million.
YOLO!
It's doing good. Movie right before it, Dark Shadows, $150 million budget, made $79.
I don't even know what that is. That's not too bad.
Let's see. He did The Rum Diary, $45 million.
But where was the rum guy?
Remember when all the college kids were saying that?
The Rum Diary?
I'll tell you one thing, though. The Rum Diary, the reason why that didn't, they should have marketed it more in the fact that it was a...
gay.
What's his name? The guy who wrote the book.
RoboCop.
No.
Peter Weller.
No.
He played RoboCop. I'm positive he played RoboCop.
Someone help me out here.
I did. I helped you.
Hunter S. Thompson.
There you go. They would have marketed it as a Hunter S. Thompson.
That's what it was.
Would have been better. But they didn't market it that way.
Yeah, he was playing Hunter S. Thompson while he was still writing for newspapers before he came a writer. I saw the movie recently, actually, and it was fucking awesome.
Exactly, and they should have marketed it that way. Like, they just said, from the director of Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. They didn't say, by the way, this is the next Fear. This is the same
it
guy.
It wasn't the director of Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, because whoever directed this, his name is Bruce Robinson. Fear and Loathing was Terry Gilliam from...
Okay. Well, you know what I mean. Like, they didn't market it the right way.
It was
from the producers
or something. It doesn't matter. From the guy who financed Pirates.
The guy who was a huge fan of...
Ryan,
yeah, anyway, download it.
I will have those words on the script before the lightning hits the tree.
So anyway, that also lost a ton of money. He did The Tourist, $100 million. It made $67.
Not even million. It made $67.
Wow.
That's really bad.
Public Enemies. That one almost made its money, which was weird because that was Johnny Depp and Christian Bale.
I didn't see that one, but I saw the porn version, Pubic Enemies, and it was pretty good.
Well, they didn't have Flavor Flav in there, so that's the reason why that didn't work.
Ah, that's the problem right there. You can't fight the powers that be with Johnny Depp.
Sweeney Todd, the demon barber of Fleet Street, cost $50 and made $50.
Does he ever do a movie without Tim Burton?
Or where you does he ever make a movie where he doesn't wear a funny hat? Let's start with that.
Either Tim Burton or Disney.
It's funny because what I was going to say, out of all the movies I named, The Rum Diary is the only movie where he plays a person. Where he's not a pirate or a lizard or a guy with a bird on his head.
Or a pirate lizard.
Yeah, so anyway, and the one thing I noticed is that I don't think Johnny Depp has a normal speaking voice anymore.
No.
Because it always kind of sounds like Jack Sparrow. Like, I don't think he knows how to talk like a normal person anymore. That's all I noticed. I'm like, you're playing a normal straight-laced guy, not this weird kooky character. So anyway, all of his movies have lost money except for when he's a pirate.
Yeah,
and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Domino in the chat room says Johnny Depp just plays the same character in every movie. He just stopped trying.
Yeah.
You know Johnny Depp was in the movie From Hell, that Alan comic?
Yeah.
Did you ever see
Jack
that?
The Ripper. That was about Jack the Ripper, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was that any good?
I actually kind of like that movie.
I haven't seen it. I read the comic, but I never saw it.
Actually, he was in the movie Blow.
I like Ninth Gate.
Blow
was a good one. Ninth Gate.
Yeah,
was
Blow
good.
Was badass.
Blow was really good.
Blow was so long ago, though.
I know, but it was good. Okay, let's keep playing it.
Making their judgments, Johnny finally speaks out on the disaster and epic fail that was his movie. Now, to be fair, tons of people loved it, but based on numbers alone, it just did not impress.
I don't know if tons of people loved it because I didn't see many good reviews for it. What is it on Rotten Tomatoes? Can somebody look it up?
I'm just curious.
Yes, make your own judgments on the acting and plot. Johnny says it's all the mean old critics' fault. Quote, I think the reviews were written 7 to 8 months before we released the film. He says because of his big name, quote, they had expectations that it must be...
That it might be good. I know, and it's your fault for making a shit movie. Like, don't blame the critics, because when the critics are saying good things about you, he doesn't seem to have a fucking problem with the critics. They're fucking awesome.
How about he should have played the Lone Ranger instead of Arm & Hammer? Arm & Hammer should have played like the sidekick.
I know. That is Arm & Hammer. You're an idiot.
No, he's got a stupid fucking name. That's the reason why the movie probably did really shitty.
Armie Hammer has a stupid name?
Arm & Hammer. Arm & Hammer Baking Soda should have changed his name, or he should have been the sidekick. Because whenever Johnny Depp actually makes the majority of his money for Disney, he is the main character.
True.
He's Jack Sparrow in Pirates of the Caribbean. He's not Barbossa. He's not frickin' Davy Jones. He's not Arm & Hammer.
point.
Fuck. I agree. Very, John's absolutely
very,
right.
Very good point.
And not only
point.
That, the last pirate movie that they did, they took all the actors out except for Jack Sparrow, and it still made a shitload of money.
Yeah, so. Right. Those pirate movies are going to make money in spite of themselves. So it doesn't matter.
But on Rotten Tomatoes, the critics gave it a 28%, and before you say it's good, it's out of 100.
Oh, okay.
That's bad.
I thought it was out of 20 out of 28. It's a weird system.
I wasn't going to say that sounds good.
Yeah.
It's very low.
And I think Dutch spilled beer.
Gave it 61.
Dutch, did you spill beer? Because I don't hear him, and his camera went dead, and I just saw him frantically wiping.
Oh, no.
I didn't have any expectations of that. I never do. Jerry Bruckheimer agreed, saying, quote, I think they were reviewing the budget, not reviewing the movie. The audience doesn't care what the budget is.
Look what he's dressed like. And that's not even for a role. That's like, he goes dressed to places with like scarves and like, I don't know what he looks. I don't know. He looks like some sort of gay vampire. Like, what's he doing?
He just did a gay vampire movie, didn't he?
Oh, I guess, I don't know.
Remember, he just did the one with Tim Burton.
Oh, yeah, that undead one where he's like from in the 70s, but he's also a vampire.
Yeah.
It's really terrible. It is.
Wow. This is the thing. Critics hate every movie because I'm looking, and every movie that's out, with the exception of three, and there's 10 on this list, all are negative.
By the way, in the chat room, Cornex says, Army Hammer is just a stage name. His African name is Military Smashing Tool. It's very funny. Yeah, they changed it in Ellis Island when his family got here.
Same amount if it costs $1 or $20 million. But the movie cost $250 million to make and only reportedly
$100 million worth of advertising it.
Yep.
The movie was $350 million they spent on that. The only movie that's ever done worse than that was the other Disney movie.
Waterworld?
The one that looked like Prince of Persia at first, then John Carter.
John Carter?
Yeah, that one tanked hard.
That one, it would cost Disney more than anything ever.
Yeah, that one was bad.
$200 million, I think, is what they lost on that one.
They lost a shitload. It was not good.
You saw that Leia Remini, the wife from...
Remini.
The wife from King of Queens, and also... Also, Bayside's very own Zach Morris, when he went to work at the beach club in Saved by the Bell Summer.
God.
She was the daughter of the owner of the... Ryan, you remember of the beach place?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
All right, here we go.
Leah Remini made headlines when she quit the Church of Scientology. Now a new tell-all memoir.
That's the first really like semi-big name that's left.
Well, I mean, aside from that book that came out not too long ago of the daughter of the guy who runs the place,
yeah.
Or maybe he's the niece of the guy who runs the church.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's reportedly writing, could make even more news. Us Weekly reports the actress told the magazine, quote, it will include my experiences, everything that is taboo to talk about. She joined the church at age 7, briefly served as a member of the elite.
She's a lifer, too. She's like Beck, because Beck is another Scientologist, like his parents were Scientologists.
Oh, but Beck is so awesome.
No,
I thought Beck's parents were Lutherans.
No, Beck's parents were Scientologists. I was reading about it.
You're thinking of Beck, the radio personality. Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah, no, like, we're talking about Beck, 2 turntables and a microphone.
Oh, that's
where it's at?
Religious order known as Sea Org, and then as a celebrity moved among Scientology's most famous members.
This book will be huge. I think every publisher will be interested in bidding for it. I think that this would be one of the most sought after.
I wonder if this guy's from California, because like the book's going to totally be sought after and people are going to just be buying it everywhere.
Hey, what's celebrity. Up? My name is Crush.
And by the way, I'm gonna preemptively say, Sean, shut up. That is how people in fucking California talk. Don't tell me it's not.
That's not how Frederick Bowles talked.
Yeah. Oh, to quote OSW Review, another fine show on the station. You scaring kids, brah?
Memoirs of the last few years.
Not since the Oscar-winning screenwriter Paul Haggis has Scientology.
Oh, that's like that stomach that's filled with meat.
Yeah, Haggis.
He had to face the possibility of such a prominent member quitting and then becoming openly critical. This past Thursday, Haggis published an open letter praising Remini, writing the stakes for her were so much higher than for me. Her decision to leave was so much braver. In a statement to ABC News, the church called Haggis a status-obsessed screenwriter who is exploiting his tenuous connection with Scientology to grab headlines. Leah Remini's sister, Nicole, herself a former Scientologist, says Leah's relationship with the church began to sour in 2006 at the wedding of Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes.
Where Why did Leah it take reported, this long to get out then?
Because this organization, dude, it's insane. You've seen the documentaries about
yeah,
it, right?
Yeah, they're so happy.
Yeah.
Leah asked the head of the church, David Miscavige, where his wife...
That David Miscavige is such a shady
piece
of shit.
By the way, yeah, that's another thing I heard. His wife's, like, dead, right?
Well,
or, like, just missing?
Not that missing. They don't know where she is, and they've never filed charges.
She's dead.
Okay. Well, probably.
He asked the head of the church, David Miscavige, where his wife was. Miscavige's wife, Shelley, has not been seen publicly in many...
His wife, Miscavige's wife... Mrs. Lettuce has not been seen for 20 years.
Years. In a radio interview, Remini said her sister was rebuked by church officials for asking about this.
After looking up what rebuke meant, I continued my reporting.
She was totally shocked. She did not at all expect that type of response.
I go to school. Sister's a fucking boob.
And then it just kind of escalated from there.
The church has publicly denied the story about Remini confronting
Miscavige. I go to school.
And regarding Shelley Miscavige, the church released a statement to ABC News saying, Mrs. Miscavige can...
That bitch is crazy.
Mrs. Miscavige.
Mrs. Miscavige
is missing.
Mrs. Miscavige has a miscarriage.
Damn it, Marie. I was going to say that.
Come on, Marie.
Regarding Shelley Miscavige, the church released a statement to ABC News saying, Mrs. Miscavige continues her work in the church as she always has. As for Leah Remini's upcoming book, the church has no comment. For Good Morning America...
No comment because it's not out yet. They're going to have plenty of comments. Wait. They're going to have plenty of comments.
They have a remedy for Miss Remini.
Do you find her hot at all?
I thought she was attractive in the TV show. Not anymore.
No?
Nah, she's all right, but you know.
She's cute.
I don't know. It's just her persona on that TV show was just such a cunty bitch that even though she's not really like that, it's
I'm
still.
I'm sure she's not like that.
I know she's not Dutch, but it's just like the bad guy.
She is. Hot Italian broads.
All right. You know what? They want to get Snowden back, and we have a brilliant idea. Check it out.
Snowden has applied for temporary asylum with Russia while president.
All right. That's so sorry.
Snowden has applied for temporary asylum with Russia, and while President Vladimir Putin has not said yes, he has not said no either. So when Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican of South Carolina, was asked if he would consider boycotting the 2014 Winter Olympics in Russia, Graham said it should be on the table.
We're going to boycott. They're talking about boycotting the Winter Olympics. Can you imagine if America didn't go to the Olympics?
Have we addressed this, by the way?
Yeah, we've talked a little bit about
they
it.
They made gay illegal in Russia.
Yeah, they did.
Good.
They made Dennis. They made being gay illegal?
No, they I mean
No, not basically they did.
But like what if you really like dick?
But you're not Dennis. Gay though.
Like what if you're not gay? Like what if you still like want to be with your wife but every once in a while you really need that
it's
dick?
It's illegal.
You need that hot dick though.
You're not
allowed
to be gay.
Do you think Yakov Smirnoff would want to get asylum?
Wait, even for a Moscow reach around? Because that's barely sex.
The hell's a Moscow reach around?
You know, if you don't know, John, I'm not going to tell you because it's
oh,
a secret.
On,
he'll show you.
Yeah, I'll show you.
The U.S.
With my penis.
Olympic Committee released a statement that said boycotts don't work. And quote, while we acknowledge the seriousness of the issues at hand, we strongly oppose the notion that a boycott of the Olympic and Paralympic Games is in our country's best.
Notice how they threw
the Olympic Committee is. By the way, they're based in Colorado Springs. I don't know if you guys knew that.
Notice how the Olympic Committee also said Paralympic Games. That way, America would also be telling all the fucking retarded kids not to go to the Paralympics either. Like it's the best. I love it.
But what about all those gay retards?
Well, then they're fucked.
Interest. But while White House Press Secretary Jay Carney had a more, let's say,
comical,
pessimistic.
Not comical.
Response.
You guys aren't jumping to a superficial headline, are you?
It's a jump to conclusions, Matt.
You see, and there's different answers that you can jump to.
That is a terrible idea.
What is it you say?
That's seriously the worst
here.
Idea
you
ever.
Do
and Senator Lindsey Graham joins me now from Capitol Hill.
Girl name.
All right, Lindsey Buckingham.
Senator, welcome. In terms of putting this on the table.
You're CNN. Why does it sound like he's broadcasting the reporter now from a fucking bathroom?
And BT Dubs, this guy is like what, in his 50s, and he had to go through his entire life
Lindsay. As Lindsay.
He had to go through the 70s as Lindsay.
Yeah, he did. He had to live through it.
Is it Lindsay, like how you spell Ashley, that you're a guy like Lindsay?
I don't know. Exactly.
I don't remember.
The Olympics. Your own friend, Senator John McCain, disagrees with you. And take a listen to what House Speaker John Boehner said about it this morning.
Boehner.
I love Senator Graham. We've been close friends for 20 years.
Jesus Boehner. Christ. Every time I see Boehner here, I feel like I'm at the Hall of Presidents. He moves like
really
a robot.
Is spelled like Boehner.
No, but Dutch, keep an eye on him. He looks animatronic. He doesn't look human. Watch. Look at his movements.
But I think he's dead wrong. Listen, why would we want to punish U.S. athletes who've been training for 3 years?
Who've been good boys and girls.
To compete in the Olympics.
Having heterosexual sex.
Over
showing off
a traitor.
He's not a traitor. Stop with that traitor bullshit. I'm fucking sick of it. He's
he
not a,
douche
traitor.
Bag.
Look, I'm not saying what he's
doing. No, training. He just looks like a douchebag.
I know he might have done stuff that was illegal, but it's not a big deal. If they're not so worried, why are they? That's all they talk about. That's all they. So they do fucking care.
Well, because you know that everybody sat him down and said, "You motherfuckers, every single one of you has to be behind us, or we'll have you die in a weird way."
And that's why he left.
Yep.
And you know I'm not a conspiracy theory. I'm really not. But this is too much of like.
This is too fucking
everything's
bad,
like he's a common. Because every time we see like a president, it's like he's a common criminal. But then it's like, we're going to cancel the Olympics. Like, fuck, you can't be both. Are they going to cancel the Olympics for a drug lord hiding out? You know what I mean? Like, it's silly.
Well, no, that's not the reason why they're canceling it. They were talking about canceling it because of the anti-gayness that's going on over there.
It's an excuse or a conspiracy.
Or both.
It could be. Russia.
Is it anti-gayness or is it pro-correctness?
Ryan went to pray away the gay. That's why he was gone so long. The cat's out of the bag. He's back.
He had to go three times.
A lot of praying.
He had to go a lot of times. He didn't get it out the first two.
Yeah, he had to keep going.
He had to pray a lot of gay away.
Just like any addiction, sometimes you fall off the wagon.
and land on a stick.
Okay, well. I don't know. That was even.
You take the stick out and fuck a guy.
East Tennessee mom criticized for breastfeeding at a Chick-fil-A.
Breastfeeding?
You should be in criticized for being in East Tennessee on purpose.
Right.
Mom is on a mission driven by her right to breastfeed in public. Last weekend at the Turkey Creek Chick-fil-A, Jennifer Day was breastfeeding without any cover. When other customers complained, an employee approached her to...
So she was breastfeeding without any cover. See, I'm not... don't breastfeed in public, but at least have the decency to cover
but
up.
But how is she going
to
dunk her number one sandwich into Chick-fil-A sauce?
It has nothing to do... It has nothing to do... Like, it's sexual. I don't give a shit about that. It has to do with some women's tits are horrible. And the last thing I want to do when I'm eating delicious Chick-fil-A is
so
look
good.
At this fucking threes.
So good.
Sloppy. Sloppy.
But it is covered with something. It's covered with a baby. It's covered with a whole baby.
It's covered with teriyaki sauce.
Yeah. There's a baby covering that nipple.
Yeah, Ryan, there is a baby covering it. But you know every once in a while the baby takes its mouth off? Like,
have, you
it's
ever
not,
had, have you ever had
it doesn't
Chick-fil-A
latch
sauce?
On like like the fucking face hugger from Aliens.
Have you ever had the Chick-fil-A sauce?
Delicious.
Chick-fil-A sauce.
Express those.
Awesome.
So good.
Concerns. Day says she had done nothing wrong and her actions were appropriate for the setting. She now wants to use that public run-in to educate people about the rights of mothers. 10 News reporter Jennifer Meckel spoke with her today.
And
there's something I live my life by. I don't take any lessons from anybody from East Tennessee.
Ever? Like ever?
The rights of mothers are to remain in the kitchen at all times.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, that's right. I said it.
Restaurant.
Absolutely. And she says, you know, a lot of people might not realize this, but by law.
Wow, their audio is fucking. Sorry, but I'm getting obsessed with the audio quality again. They're terrible.
Mothers are allowed to breastfeed just about anywhere, but not everyone is comfortable with that practice in public. Jennifer Day's
really
little people. Keep her arms full.
How is there another news story about women who have babies every day? Breastfeeding in somewhere not their house. It is such a common occurrence. How are they still talking about it?
And who's? I've seen this many a times. I've never once like A, been offended or B, been turned on by it. So who's the ones actually getting bothered by this?
Well, if you haven't been turned on by it, it's because you're a prude. So
yeah.
I mean,
what's wrong with you?
Come on, Dutch.
Because the baby's there and I'm not.
You don't want some
Well, that and also the residuals still hanging on baby fat. Lose that shit, woman. Come on.
You're right. And you know what? I do want to get to this. And I don't mean to rush you, but I want to get this last story before the Red Show comes on right after us.
What is it?
Well, I will tell you. But first, I need to let you know, Dutch.
What is it?
That it is a Florida story. And that means I'm going to need that sound drop.
Well,
and
do you have the whole...
I am ready.
Voice is ready. Just play the sound
drop.
Go. Hey, yo, it's Florida.
Okay.
That's what you missed tonight, Brian, by the way.
Florida man allegedly hit a child. He covered his bruises with fake tattoos.
Woo!
DeLand, Florida. Florida man has been charged with abuse after...
DeLand!
Allegedly covering up bruises on a boy's midsection with fake tattoos, police said. Kelsey Turner, Kelsey Turner, 25, of DeLand, Florida, was arrested Friday after an investigation that began in April. A teacher at the five-year-old school noticed the tattoos and bruises and alerted police.
And thought they were super cool.
Yeah.
Wait, how did the teacher notice them if they're like on the kid's stomach and midsection?
Oh, the teacher was also molesting
him. You should look into
the teacher. Turner, whose relationship to the boy was not reported, was booked on charges and a child abuse. Well, how can it not be reported?
I noticed his genitals look different. I called the police.
Well, how do they know that he has like bruises on his midriff?
I was doing
doing jumping jacks.
What school does he go to?
Well, Ryan, still, temporary tattoos is a swell idea because you got bruises, but you got those sweet free tattoos. I'll take them.
The kid goes to the school of random arbitrary tasks.
And also,
see, the problem is a tattoo said it's covering a bruise. So,
all right,
that was the first mistake.
Coming up right after us, guys, is the Red Show. We got to wrap up.
Red,
Dutch.
Retired, extremely dangerous, right?
No, not the movie with Bruce Willis and the woman
Red
from
Red 2 Show.
Right. So neglected hippo text is something else you missed, Ryan. We read any text that we didn't read live during the show. Dutch, if you could go, please.
All right. Every time John does an impression, a child is raped in Rwanda.
I did not know that about that. I did not know that.
I heard the nom, 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 nom sound all day in my fucking head.
Wait, does it have to be about the show or just text messages we got in the read?
Anything.
It was stuff
ahead.
During the show. That I'm reading stuff in order. This is stuff from the first hour that you obviously missed because you're an asshole. Echo the Miami Dolphin. And the last one, when Ryan first signed in, we got a lot of, gay is back! Gay is back! Gay is back!
Anything you saw, Ryan or John?
I got text messages on my phone that I didn't read because I was doing the show.
Go ahead and read them.
How about punchy, more like Chick-fil gay?
Okay, go
ahead, Ryan.
Mine is from Kyle Johnson. It says, $5 Studio Movie Grill Groupon. We should get one for Elysium Friday.
He does Groupons? What a queer. My girlfriend texts me Groupons.
I do Groupons too. I did golf with a Groupon. Oh, remind me to tell a golf story later. All right, guys, Red Show is up next. Stay tuned next week. Yada, you know all the crap. Am I fucking? You know it's not my job.
Shut up, listeners.
I know what it'd be.
All right, guys, later.
Skater. Oh, did you think I meant you?
No.
That would be funny if it weren't so sad.
You're not supposed to respond to the song.
Well, you have been replaced.
I thought the song was about asking questions.
Well, that's not what we're talking about.
I didn't get to read my neglected hippo text.
So do we still end the show?
Yeah,
did we change it?
Well, no, we can end the show as soon as you stop talking, then they can fade out of it, and then the Red Show can start their show.
I've been gone, do we talk now when the show's over?
No, we can talk to each other, but let the song fade out, stupid.
I mean, it's so simple, guys. Now I only want you. Now I only want you.